This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Last Nishna Valley program for the first quarter of the year 2014.
I feel like we're just doing a show about, oh, this is our last week of the month. And here we are already, yeah. It's going a little fast.
Well, this is the last week of the month.
You know what I mean? The previous month.
Yep, here we are. First quarter of this the year. Almost over. We got Monday, and that's about it. And then we move on to April.
April. Hopefully some better weather.
Yeah, right.
Wishful thinking.
Wouldn't that be nice? We've had, well, it's kind of teasing us. This weekend's not bad. It's warming up a little bit, but we'll see.
Yeah.
If it stays here long term anyway. But Tuesday, of course, would be the first day of April, which would mean that would be
Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day. Have you ever been fooled on April Fool's Day? I mean, really fooled, not just a little, you know, goofy prank as when you were a little child. But
no, I don't think so.
Never really fell for a prank?
I don't think so. Nothing's coming to mind, but I never, I guess, big to want to do it to other people. Maybe that's why. I don't know. You?
No. No, because you suspect things on that day.
Yeah, anything people are going to tell you, I'm just going to be like, sure.
To me, it would seem to be kind of hard to pull anything like that, you know, on that particular day, because of all the times you'd be looking for it, you know. But I have heard of people who have fallen for different things, and, you know, usually it has to do with somebody sending something, you know, like a letter, a phony letter saying that you know, are going to get audited.
Oh, geez. Or, yeah, that'd be a little scary.
Yeah, you know, things that get your attention right away, and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to do? At one time, I never followed through on it, but at one time, I really kind of thought there was another fellow who graduated from the same college that I went to, and I actually had some old letterhead and stuff, you know, that we had used back in the day, and so I kind of was thinking about getting back at him and sending him a note saying that, you know, this is from the registrar's office, and we've been digitizing our files, and in the course of doing that, we've had to review all student files, and in going through that process, we found that you are 3 credit hours short of graduation. Gosh. So we have nullified your diploma, and you will have to contact us at your earliest convenience if you'd like to follow through. You know, just something like that. I thought about it, you know, thought about it. But then I guess I got to thinking, how much fun would it be if I got one of those? Not so much.
No.
So I don't want to put anybody through that.
Yeah.
It would have been funny, though.
It would have been. Until you hear maybe he had a heart attack or something. Who knows, you know? Yeah, joke's over.
Yeah, joke's over. No, it's not so much doing those kinds of things. But, the thing is, you know, with most other days on the calendar, we kind of have a general idea of where they come from. You know, Christmas, got a pretty good idea where that one came from.
Yeah.
Easter, got a pretty good idea where that comes from. You know, 4th of July, Veterans Day, you know, those types of things, Memorial Day. We understand. We know where all those things come from. April Fool's Day?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? You know, I was trying to look it up, and in looking through some information the other day, the origin of April Fool's Day. You can get just about as many explanations for that as you have fingers on your hand.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's all over the place. I mean, some days, one of the ones I saw most popularly repeated was that in the ancient cultures, a lot of the Romans, the Hindus, what have you, they celebrated New Year's Day around April 1st, which closely followed the vernal equinox. But in medieval times, a lot of Europe would celebrate on March 25th, the Feast of the Annunciation, as the beginning of the new year. Well, in 1582, Pope Gregory VIII, or the 13th, rather, ordered a new calendar, which, of course, we know now is the Gregorian calendar, to replace the old Julian calendar. And, of course, that calendar called for New Year's Day to be celebrated on January 1st. So that year, France adopted the reformed calendar, and they shifted New Year's Day to January 1st. So one of the popular explanations is that many people either refused to accept the new date, or they just didn't learn about it and continued to celebrate New Year's Day on April 1st. And other people began to make fun of these people who were kind of traditional, sending them on fool's errands or trying to trick them into believing something false. And, you know, maybe that practice spread then around Europe and continued on. But, you know, there are some different problems with that explanation as well, that the... Well, first, it doesn't fully account for the spread of April Fool's Day to other countries, and also, Gregorian calendar wasn't adopted by England until 1752, but April Fool's Day was already well established there by that point. So, you know, who knows? Everybody's got kind of their ideas about how this happened. There are several others, too. I noticed all kinds of different explanations online about that. But, you know, it's hard for us to imagine now, in our instant world of information, that they made a change in the calendar, and nobody knew about it. They just didn't hear.
Right.
I guess they weren't close enough to the town crier to hear them barking it out at the time. Can you imagine that?
No.
We couldn't even begin to imagine our lives the way they used
to
live.
How it used to be, yeah.
I mean, the power goes out for half an hour, and you swear we're all going
to
die.
Yeah, we don't know what to do.
We don't know what to do. What? Light a candle for light?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That doesn't do anything.
No. We don't know what to do with ourselves. We get so lost when all these modern conveniences disappear suddenly on us. So, yeah, it's kind of hard for us to imagine all those kinds of things. But the way it was.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Tuesday, April Fool's Day. We warned you.
Be ready.
If you get caught in it, it's your own fault now. Okay? So be aware of those things. Ever wonder where your money goes every month?
Well, I know, but yes.
You ever just feel like you're working for someone else?
Yep.
You know, just, like you should just not even take a paycheck.
Just sign it over right to them.
Yeah, spare me the hassle. Spare me the pain. Don't let me have it in my hand for a couple of minutes before I take it to the bank and give it to someone else.
Yep.
Just go ahead and, you know, it's like water. It just runs right through. Just go ahead and give it to somebody else. Well, if you've ever wondered, you know, I don't know how many people actually sit down and take an accounting of their budget. You know, really take a look at where all their money goes. Mm-hmm. Where do you spend your money each month? Well, I know where you spend yours.
Yeah.
Welcome to childcare. But for a lot of folks, if you really want to know where you're spending your money and you just can't figure out where all your money goes all the time, check the garage.
Yeah?
Yeah, you ever wonder how much your car really costs you?
That's true.
It's a lovely convenience having a car.
It's a lot of added expenses.
Oh, yeah, it is. But, you know, if you drive, say, roughly 15,000 miles a year, which in the industry, that's kind of the standard, it's not uncommon for an American worker who has a mid-sized sedan to spend more than $760 a month,
jeez,
or almost $9,200 a year on gas, maintenance, tires, full insurance coverage, license and registration costs, depreciation, and finance charges.
Yikes.
When you add all that stuff up, now that's according to AAA, the auto club.
Okay.
So they kind of have a general idea of what they're doing. But they say that they looked at driving costs in 2013 based on buying a new car and then driving it for 5 years, which would be about 75,000 miles. But they say actually your costs could be higher. If you've got an SUV, you're probably looking at more like around $970 a month or about $11,600 a year, according to the AAA. So now, when you have a car, there are other expenses, too. You know, those one-time, maybe infrequent expenses. AAA says things like maybe $10 a pop for a car wash once in a while. Maybe the occasional parking ticket. You might accidentally park somewhere you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're also, shelling out things for... If you go someplace, say you go to a ballpark somewhere, want to go to a ball game, what's it going to cost you for parking?
Oh, yeah.
You know, or a concert or something like that, you know, to go to different... Parking's not free anymore. Well, it's never been free.
Which, yeah, it's just ridiculous.
But you start to add all that stuff up, and they figure you could probably add in maybe around $300 a year for those different types of charges and stuff, too. And then, of course, you want to avoid the speeding tickets, because those will bust your budget in a hurry.
Yeah, sure will.
A lot worse today than they used to. And then they say that, if you add in the square footage of your garage, say your garage is 400 square feet at about $100 a square foot, you know, that's another $40,000 of your mortgage that goes towards your car.
Jeez.
Well, you wouldn't need the garage if you didn't have a car.
Yeah.
So when you start to add it all up, they say, and also then if you're like 76% of Americans, you usually drive to work alone. And, well, depending upon how long it takes. If you live in a larger city, sometimes it can be quite a bit of time. But then your driving costs, you start counting in that. You know, but what about the value of your time as well? So they say, let's say your time's worth maybe, say, $25 an hour. If you add up the commute, then you've got a... You're chucking out another, a few thousand bucks a year when you figure that out. So after 10 years, you know, that's a lot of money that your time is worth and stuff. Now, they're kind of nitpicking a little bit.
Well, yeah.
But then, you know, when you look at it, some of the most expensive U.S. housing markets, places like San Francisco and New York, they rise high in the affordability ratings and the Center for Neighborhood Technology. So when transportation costs are factored in, you know, it's not terrible. But then when you go to more spread out places where you might have to drive further, you know, say you're living in Atlantic, Iowa and working in Des Moines or Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you've got more time in the car, too. So all those things go up. But, yeah, AAA. Thanks a lot, AAA. Thanks for putting that information in my head.
Yeah.
That just makes me feel terrible now. I'm just glad I don't make car payments.
Yeah.
Mine's paid off. I think I'm going to hang with it for a while just because of that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, you know, the nice thing is you don't have to drive far.
No.
To enjoy lots of good stuff, right?
You sure don't. There's always lots of things going on in our communities. Let's see here, over in Audubon, they're celebrating their 20th anniversary. They're having a celebration for the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. That's on March 20th at 3 p.m. at the Audubon High School Auditorium. And Rhea Olson, she's the lady who accompanied Simon Estes during his 2012 Roots and Wings tour. She's returning and will perform with her own band, and also performing will be the AHS Jazz Band and Jazz Choir. It's the 20th anniversary celebration of the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. That's on March 20th at 3 p.m. at the Audubon High School Auditorium. In Exira, the Exira Mason Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser is on March 30th. Oh, it's actually at the Brayton Town Hall. It's from 8:30 to 12:30, and they'll be serving biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, French toast, and eggs. And it's all you can eat for a free will donation. And then the proceeds from that will go to the Exira EHK 2014 Scholarships, and this is sponsored by the Exira Masonic Lodge 342. That's their breakfast fundraiser, March 30th, at the Brayton Town Hall from 8:30 to 12:30. The 2014 CAM Health and Wellness Center Alumni Tournament, it continues. It's been going on for the last few days. On Sunday, March 30th, it's at the Anita Community Center. They'll have breakfast from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a free will donation with raffle drawing at 12:30. Children's artwork from around the world, it includes three pieces from the Nottoway Valley students that will fill the gallery of the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. For the 11th year, the Pentel International Children's Art Exhibition will make a stop in Greenfield. They'll have a reception to open the exhibit and congratulate the local artists. That's on March 30th at 2 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. And the display will continue through April 13th. The lobby gallery is open free of charge Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Saturdays from 10 to 2. And you just need to enter through Ed and Ava's. Again, that's the children's artwork from around the world that will be held at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield on March 30th at 2 p.m. The Exira Lions Club, they're having an open house, and it's to show off their new kitchen. That's on March 30th, and the open house is from 2 to 4, and they will also have two guide dogs there. A Red Cross blood drive will be held in Walnut on March 31st. That is from 7:30 to 1 at the Walnut High School. The Exira Public Library, they're having a book discussion. It's on Monuments Men. It's a popular book and recently released motion picture. You can join them in the meeting room on April 1st at 6 p.m. and they'll discuss and enjoy some fellowship. Pick up copies of the book or CD book at the library, and you can call 268-5489 if you have any more questions on that. Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Supper, that's on April 4th and every Friday during Lent. 5:30 to 7, that's at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Parish Hall in Atlantic. They'll be serving baked Alaskan pollock, baby red potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, French bread, coffee, tea, milk, and juice. Just $8 for adults and $4 for kids 12 and under. And then proceeds from that will go to the scholarship fund, which is for graduating seniors. And desserts are available for a free will donation. And proceeds from that will go to the Catholic Youth Group. It's the Knights of Columbus Baked Fish Supper, held on April 4th and every Friday during Lent from 5:30 to 7. And that's at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church Parish Hall in Atlantic. Coming up in April yet is the Atlantic Business and Professional Women's Craft Show. It's April 5th from 9 to 3, and that's at the Cass County Community Building. They will have a concession stand open all day. If you'd like vendor space, you can contact Becky Bonnie or Jackie Wickey. A mobile pantry will be in Griswold. That's on April 5th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Grizzled Community Building. It's a traveling food pantry, which delivers food directly to families in need. And it's a one-day distribution, and it's free of charge. They do ask that you bring your own boxes or bags to help carry the food. So that's the Mobile Pantry in Griswold, April 5th from 10 to noon. And that will be at the Grizzled Community Building. Let's see here. The Chamber's Family Fundraiser will be on April 5th. It's at the Grizzled Community Building from 5 to 7. Josh and Megan Chambers' home was destroyed in a fire on March 16th, and Josh is a member of the Grizzled Fire Department, and so they are hosting a free will donation fundraiser for them. They'll be serving spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, drinks, and dessert, and then there'll also be a silent auction. So that's the Chambers Family Fundraiser on April 5th at the Grizzled Community Building from 5 to 7. The Shelby County Conservation Board, they're holding a Dutch oven cooking class. That's on April 7th, and that's at 5:30 at the Anishinaabe Recreation Area. And they'll be making 6 hot dips to go along with chips or crackers and 2 dessert dips, and then you'll get to enjoy them. The cost of the class is $10 per adult or $5 for kids 10 and under. If you're interested in that, you just need to call the Iowa Western Community College at 755-3568 or Christina at the Conservation Office at 744-3403. And it will be held rain or shine. If you have any questions, you can contact Christina. A book review at the Lewis Library will feature Dwayne Auker on April 8th. It's at 7 p.m. And he is the Cass County Librarian's featured author for the 2013-2014. He'll be reviewing his latest book, Troublesome Creek. Atlantic Lions Club Pancake Supper is coming up. It's on April 10th at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. That is from 4:30 to 7:30, $6 for 13 years and older, and then $4 for kids 4 through 12, and then kids 3 and under are free. And proceeds from this will benefit the local, national, and international Lions Club projects. So go on over to the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic on April 10th for Atlantic Lions Club Pancake Supper from 4:30 to 7.
Great. Lots of good stuff there. A few more things coming up here real soon. The Boy Scout Troop 90 fundraiser breakfast is this Sunday morning, March 30th, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. That'll be at St. Michael's Parish Hall in Harlan. And the Boy Scouts will be selling tickets, or you can also purchase them at the door as well. That's this Sunday, March 30th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Michael's Parish Hall in Harlan. That's a fundraiser breakfast for Boy Scout Troop number 90. Always a good cause. Mm-hmm. Also, some events coming up here real soon this week. Thursday, April 3rd, Staley's Chicken Dinner will be featured at Murtu Medical Center's Spring Fling. And that'll be held at St. Michael's Roseman Parish Hall in Harlan. Again, that's this Thursday, April the 3rd, 5 to 7 p.m. Cost is $10 for adults. Children under 10 are $5. Carryouts will also be available. And they'll have a bake sale there, too, with all the proceeds going towards scholarships and donations for the needs of the Murtu Medical Center. Also coming up on Saturday, April 5th, the S.H. Strutters 17th Annual Hunting Heritage Banquet and Auction will be held at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth. They'll have doors opening at 5 o'clock with dinner served at 7 and the live auction at 8 o'clock. And you can contact Tim Bloom or Brian Gray if you'd like more information about the 17th Annual Hunting Heritage Banquet and Auction. The S.H. Strutters hosting that at St. Mary's Parish Hall in Portsmouth, Saturday, April the 5th. So some things coming up here very, very soon. Also, something coming up not too far down the road, the Messina Chamber of Commerce will hold their annual meeting on Sunday, April 6th at the Main Street Bar and Grill. They'll have a social hour starting at 5:30, dinner served at 6 o'clock, and they'll have some presentations during the course of the evening from the Messina Development Corporation, as they'll talk a little bit about housing and some things going on like that. They'll have the new CEO of the Cass County Health System, Todd Hudspeth, will be there as well to share a little bit about what's going on with the hospital and the clinic in Messina. They do require reservations. They need to be made before April 1st, so the deadline's coming up. You can contact John Curry at the First National Bank, or also call Phyllis, it says, at 779-0291 to make reservations. And your dues can be paid the night of the meeting there as well, if you'd like, or you can leave them with Mr. Curry. And if you can't attend, you can contact him to make sure you pay those dues. Business members, $25. Individuals are $10 for that. And that's coming up again on Sunday, April 6th, not too far down the street. Also, the Living Last Supper will be held. It's a dramatization at St. John's United Church of Christ. And that is the it's located south of Lyman. They'll be hosting that dramatization on Wednesday, April 16th at 7 p.m. Now, that event is presented by the First United Methodist Church in Harlan, Iowa. They'll have fellowship in the church basement after the presentation, and everyone's invited to attend. They have presentations starting also at 7 o'clock on April 6th at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, April 13th at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn, Wednesday, April 16th, of course, at St. John's United Church of Christ south of Lyman. And then they also have one scheduled for April 17th at the United Methodist Church in Nebraska City, and on Friday, April 18th at the United Methodist Church in Oakland. So they're taking that to a lot of different locations. Yeah. That's a dramatization of the Living Last Supper. And again, that presentation will be Wednesday, April 16th, 7 o'clock, at the St. John's United Church of Christ, just south of Lyman. You know where that is, don't you?
I sure do.
You grew up in that church.
I did.
Well, you went to that church. You've never really grown up.
Gee, thanks.
Something like that. Also, don't forget, you still have time to get yourself signed up if you want to get that blood moving here early in this, should we dare say it, spring, summer season. There is a Live Healthy Iowa 5K run and walk, which is scheduled. It's coming up on Saturday, April the 12th. They have several events around the state. One of them will be held here in Atlantic. And the YMCA is kind of helping to spearhead that. You can get your reservations there or go online to www.livehealthyiowa.org to find out more or to get yourself signed up. 8 a.m. that day, the 5K run walk will start. And then there's also a 1K kids run that'll start at 9 o'clock that morning, so they can have some fun too. You get a Live Healthy Iowa 5K t-shirt, there's medals, there are age group awards and things, all kinds of stuff going on. $20 is the cost for the 5K through March 31st, then $25 after that up to race day. So if you want to get involved in that, or your kids want to get involved in the 1K, check it out. Yeah. Something to get out and get moving.
Yes. Get burn some energy here for the kids.
Yeah, find out just how bad a shape we've fallen into over the winter months, huh?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. We'll take a short break and stay with us. We'll be back with more right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, back at it once again. You got some birthdays over there?
I sure do. Over at the Xyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to John Nelson, celebrating a birthday on March 30th. So happy birthday to John, celebrating his birthday on March 30th, and that's at the Xyra Care Center. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Gary Sievers, celebrating his birthday on March 31st. So happy birthday to Gary Sievers, celebrating his birthday on March 31st, and that's at the Salem Lutheran Home.
Excellent. I have one anniversary to share with you here, too. It's coming up this weekend. It's a 50th wedding anniversary wish going out to Fred and Sandy Hildebrandt. And the family is asking for a card shower for their 50th wedding anniversary. If you'd like to send a card to Fred and Sandy Hildebrandt, the cards can be sent to Box 225, Griswold, Iowa, 51535. So congratulations to Fred and Sandy Hildebrandt. Fred, I know, is the, of course, he retired now, but the longtime athletic director there,
yes,
at Griswold. And I still see him once in a while when I'm down in Iowa City at Kinnick Stadium.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, every now and then I'll just walk in by. You see, never walk with your head down when you're in places like that.
Yeah.
Always walk with your eyes up. You never know who you run into.
That's true.
Yeah, good Hawkeye fan. I run into him
now and again. Wow, 50th anniversary. Down there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We're all getting older, aren't we?
Yep, good old H.
Got a couple of babies to tell you about here, too. Actually, more than a couple. Got a couple just in one. We had one called into us, actually just a little late to get on our program here last week, but we'll throw it in here now. Recently, we were let known that there were twins born to Adrian and Ian Law. They live in Minnetonka, Minnesota. A boy and a girl.
Oh, nice.
Bookends.
Yeah.
Gotta like that. The girl's name is Hope Catherine.
Oh, that's cute.
She weighed in at 4 pounds, 14 ounces. So her nickname will be Peanut.
Yeah.
Kind of small. The boy's name is Ezra Daniel.
Mm.
Good biblical name.
Yeah.
5 pounds, 15 ounces. Grandparents are Kay and Dan McCartney of Minnetonka, Minnesota. And the great-grandmother is Barb Norman, who lives at the Heritage House here in Atlantic. So congratulations to the Laws, Adrian and Ian Law of Minnetonka, Minnesota. Taking home one of each.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, that takes care of all the work right at once,
yep,
doesn't it?
Yep, one and done.
And also we had a note here back on March the 20th, so just a little while ago here, we had also a birth to Katie and Grant Miller. They live in Hatley, Wisconsin. And it was they had a boy. So congratulations to those folks. The boy's name is Gavin James Miller. Oh, I'm loving that middle name.
I wonder why.
That's excellent. The grandparents include Kay and Dwayne Winston of Atlantic and Dan and Marlene Miller of Anita. So congratulations to those folks. Katie and Grant Miller of Hatley, Wisconsin had a little boy, Gavin James Miller, and Kay and Dwayne Winston of Atlantic, Dan and Marlene Miller of Anita are the grandparents.
Yeah.
Happy times.
Yes.
Happy times, especially for the grandparents.
Well, yeah.
Well, they don't have to change diapers.
They get all the fun part.
Yeah, they, you know.
They get to spoil them and send them back home full of sugar. And
they paid their dues.
Yeah, that's true.
They've earned the right not to have to change a diaper.
They have.
Yeah, not so much a problem or a priority for them right
yeah.
now. But I'm sure they'll do a little bit of that here as we
mm-hmm.
go.
That's the fun part.
Hey, want to throw in one more plug here. We're heading off to Branson. Not too far down the road. I was going to say this summer, but it's just a few months away. June 10th through the 13th. And we still have some space on the bus, but we're running out of time for you to get hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
The deadline is March 31st, so it's this Monday. But, you know, actually, too, I talked to the tour company who organizes this for us down there. And even though we need to make payments and stuff early on, for a while yet, we could still get some stragglers in if folks wanted to go with us. So if you've still been thinking about it, you can still get on the bus. But technically, this Monday, the 31st of March, is our deadline. But got a lot of good stuff. The Hey Goods Show, which is one of the traditional shows in Branson, one of the ones that started that. We're going to do a behind-the-scenes tour at the Sight and Sound Theater before we go to the Jonah Show, which should be a tremendous show on Wednesday night. We'll also visit the Veterans Memorial Museum that day and have some fun there. And then on Thursday, we're going to go out and do a 3-hour sightseeing cruise on the river and have lunch on board. So we decided if we're going to have lunch, might as well have it close to water.
Well, yeah.
And unless you're in the water, on the water is the closest thing. So we'll have a little fun there. And then we have two more shows on that last day, too. We've got one called The Dancing Queen Show. It's an ABBA tribute show. If you caught Mamma Mia or you heard about it, you didn't get a chance to see that, but you thought you'd enjoy that, you'd enjoy this. It's kind of similar to that. It features the music of the group ABBA. And then also the Johnny Cash George Strait tribute show, which should be fun, too. We're going to eat at Montana Mike's, McFarland's, which is a local place there. We're going to eat at the Keter Center at the College of the Ozarks. They always prepare a great luncheon for us there. And we'll have deluxe aero motor coach transportation, all that kind of stuff. We're going to stay at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center. We stayed there last year. Great location. They took great care of us last year. And then, you know, you've got breakfast in the mornings. You've got desserts and stuff at night, the cobbler and ice cream and cookies and stuff they feed us at night. Whew, if you're hungry by the time the day is over, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
There's lots going on there. But, yeah, we have a lot of fun with that. And we have a lot of great sponsors that allow us to be able to keep the price low. So the discounted price is $500 per person, double occupancy. So a great time if you want to come with us. Just call Stacy, get yourself signed up. It's June 10th through the 13th. And we can get you a copy of the itinerary if you'd like to see more about that, too. But hurry up because we need to get that thing all situated so we're ready to go.
Yes.
And again, the deadline is coming up here this next week. So make sure you give us a call if you have any interest at all in joining us. It's a great opportunity to go do Branson and not have to drive, not have to worry about shows. You don't have to worry where you're going to stay. You don't have to figure out where you're going to eat. Really, all you have to do is pack and then hand us the luggage.
Yeah, show up.
Yeah, we take care of it pretty much the rest of the way. So if you want to do that, join us. There's always more room. That's all the time we have for you this weekend. We appreciate you being with us here once again on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.